to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburned, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
The following is one part of a four-part series with Dr. Sean Baker on the carnivore diet, covering several different topics. Be sure to visit rivero.com. Dr. Baker's doing some incredible work over there. Now let's get started.
Dr. Baker's advice for new carnivores, hoping to kind of do a rapid fire with you. The first question is, what is the biggest piece of advice you would give to someone who's just starting a carnivore diet?
Enjoy it. You know, I think that you need to not be hungry and you need to enjoy what you're eating. So if you need a little bit more variety, there's a lot of carnivore appropriate foods. If it had a mama, you can eat it. Or if it came from an animal that had a mama. So, I mean, that's what I would start with. I wouldn't say I've got to go on a lion diet right away. I mean, there are some people where that's more appropriate for sure. But I think instead of counting calories, count how many meals you enjoy. Figure out what you can eat, not what you can't eat. And then have fun with it. You know, eventually you'll figure out what really works best for you. And you have to realize that you are now empowered. Medicine can be so disempowering. I got a chronic disease. Why is it there? I don't know. Bad luck, genetics. What am I going to do about it? Take these medicines for the rest of your life. You get out of that mindset. So now you have empowerment. And so I think enjoy it. I mean, you got to enjoy what you're eating. So, you know, learn how to cook, learn how to use. If you don't know how to cook a good steak, gosh, that should be a skill that every 8-year-old kid knows how to do by their age. We don't do that. So you got to have to step up your cooking game, enjoy this stuff, get some support, try to stack the odds in your favor. You know, if there's people that are, Debbie Downers and naysayers, just, hey, take a break from those guys for a while. Set your house up in a way that's successful for it. Don't have garbage in the house. I mean, I know it's tricky when you live with other people. At least have a conversation with them and say, hey, look, guys, I could really use your support here. Can we at least keep your stuff out of sight and out of mind for me? Because, you know, if you got to, every time you open the cabinet, you got your face with a bunch of Oreo cookies and chocolate bars. It's tough. It really is. So you got to do it. And then again, I would say get someone support. If you're sick and you have medical issues, it's nice to have a physician on board that can help you. We know, I mean, I did a survey on 12,000 people doing carnivore a few years back. And one of the things we asked about was support, level of support. Those people that had support, whether it's a supportive community, supportive family member, supportive physician, especially, were about 30% more likely to be successful. So again, set yourself up for success from the beginning.
The next question I have is, what are some common mistakes new carnivores make and how can they avoid them?
Undereating is one. I mean, a lot of people come to it to lose weight. I mean, a lot of us people are obese and need to lose weight. But I mean, so, you know, you set up this restriction mindset because you've been trained that, oh, I've got to starve myself and so on and so forth. But I don't think that's the initial strategy I think is going to be successful, because any diet, again, that you are hungry on all the time, you're never going to be able to stick to. Your energy is going to be low. I think the belief that I have to only do grass-finished, regenerative, whatever meat is an error. You don't need to do that. I can tell you unequivocally, having seen thousands upon thousands of people do this diet, you can literally go to the grocery store and get ground beef, cheap ground beef, and do fine. And you don't have to spend a ton of money. In fact, most people can do this more cheaply than the regular diet. In many cases, ground beef, eggs and things like that go very well. I think you have to realize that, you're going to have to potentially pay attention to your hydration. Low carb diets in general tend to be cause us not to, our insulin generally comes down a little bit. And because of that, we tend to not hang on too much as sodium. We don't retain salt and water as much. So in some cases, you have to, your body has to kind of ease into that. So staying on top of hydration, which means fluid, you know, plus electrolytes of some type might be helpful. You have to be mindful of the fat. Fat is important. You need enough fat. Fat is critically important when you don't have carbs, but you can overconsume it. You can, particularly things like rendered fats, where like grease, hamburger grease, bacon grease, you know, butters, things like that. Too much of that can lead to stomach issues, and a lot of people have reflux and diarrhea. So just be mindful of how much. You might have to break it up into smaller meals initially. Many of us, in fact, most of us on a carnivore diet end up eating about twice a day. That seems to be a typical pattern most people do. Early on, you might have to do it smaller meals more frequently just till your stomach and your guts get used to it.
How should someone transitioning to a carnivore diet handle cravings for carbs or sugar? A lot of people have trouble overcoming that carb addiction.
So I would just realize that cravings will likely happen. Almost, you know, it may be on day 7, it may be on day 17, you know, it's going to happen. So if you know it's going to happen, you got to have a plan in place, because most people ask, what's your plan for cravings? And they kind of look at me with a blank stare. What do you mean plan? I said, well, if you don't, you know, if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. So what do we know about cravings? In many cases, cravings are tied to hormonal fluctuations. One in particular is ghrelin. Ghrelin typically peaks for most people around 8 p.m., although there's certainly variation in that. And so what will often happen is, you know, you're sitting around at night, you know, it's 8 o'clock at night. Kind of like, man, I want something. I want a piece of bread, or I'd like some piece of chocolate or something like that. That is tied to this hormonal fluctuation. And if you know it's only going to last for about 30 to 45 minutes, which is what typically it does, then all you got to do is say, hey, how do I make it through 45 minutes? So what can you do? I could go for a walk if the weather's nice. I could hop on the phone, take a phone call. I could read something, watch something, listen to music. I could exercise a little bit. Those are strategies that are helpful. We also know that our stomach and our intestines respond to stretch. And so simply by just chugging a bunch of water, a lot of times, you know, you get that little bit of, and that'll last for about 30 minutes. You know, you chug a bunch of water and then go for a walk, go walk around the neighborhood. That often, you know, is a good stretch. Or, you know, having carnivore appropriate snacks available. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, I'm sure, Carrie, you guys have all kinds of crazy recipes people can do as snacks. And so utilizing some of those things are some strategies, but have a plan in place. Tape it to your fridge, you know, put it somewhere. Plan A, go for a walk. Plan B, drink a bunch of water. Plan C, you know, maybe have some leftover steak or whatever, dried beef or whatever, you know, eggs or something like that. There's lots of ways you can deal with that. And I mean, I wouldn't beat myself up. You know, I mean, obviously not having garbage in your house makes it a lot easier on yourself. You know, if you're fighting cravings and there's chocolate bars 10 feet away from you, good luck. Get that stuff out of your house. Get rid of the DoorDash. Get rid of the Uber Eats. That stuff is literally killing people. So set yourself up for success and eat enough. You know, this is the other thing. If you eat enough throughout the day of good, nutritious food, you're less likely to have those cravings. But even when they do come, have a plan in place.
For beginners that are just starting on carnivore, I get a lot of people on my channel like, I'm doing it. I'm starting right now. Do you recommend easing into carnivore or gradually going in?
Again, it depends. You know, in my book, I talk about, you know, a way to transition in there if you want to do that. But I mean, I think that if you're relatively healthy, you've already kind of low carb, you can go in, you know, both feet in the water. If you're pretty sick and you're just, your whole life has been junk food and carbs, and you might find that a more gradual approach might work. Now, there's pros and cons to that, because you're still exposing yourself to maybe addictive foods. That may be difficult. But assuming you don't have significant addiction issues, you might be able to just ease in more. Again, if you're on a lot of medications, you know, rapidly dropping all carbs when you're a diabetic on 6 different medications could precipitate some pretty significant hypoglycemia. And so you might have some issues with that. That's again where, again, in those situations, physician oversight can be helpful. I liken it to, you know, like you remember when you were a kid and you know, you scraped your knee, somebody put a Band-Aid on it, and now it's time to take the Band-Aid off. And dad goes, what? There you go, kid, you're done. And mom's in there like slowly pulling, you know, putting water on, you know, all that stuff. So it's whatever you prefer. Some people just like to rip the Band-Aid off. I will say one thing is that, you know, if you go from lots of fiber to no fiber, lots of carbs to no carbs, that's a stress on the body. So you are going to have some issues. But on top of that, if you go from caffeine and coffee to no coffee, you're now you got migraines and caffeine withdrawal headaches, rather. I would not recommend dumping coffee at the beginning as well. I think that's something that if you're going to get rid of, let yourself adjust to the diet first. And then maybe 2-3 months in, you can start dialing back the caffeine or the coffee.
One other comment I get from a lot of new people starting carnivores, they have trouble because of their social situations or family challenges, people ridiculing them or not supporting them in carnivore. Do you have any advice for those people?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a tough situation. And again, I would, again, try to find a supportive community because there's plenty of critics. I mean, you know, if you just say, look, I appreciate your sort of concern here, you know, but I say, look, I'm really serious. I'd like to fix my health and I'd like some support. You just ask, hey guys, please support me on this. If you care about me, if they're friends and family, theoretically they should just say, hey, look, I'd like some support around this stuff and it'll either work or it won't, you know, let me give it, you know, I often recommend people do it for 3 months, you know, give it a 3 month try. That's a good, fair test. And then, you know, what you might find is, 6 months from now, 8 months from now, they're going to be asking you what the hell you did and you got to help them. So, yeah, I mean, but I get it. I mean, there's people that are going to say, are they going to be the naysayers? And obviously, it can wear on you because if all you hear all day long is negative, oh, you're going to give yourself a heart attack. Oh, you're going to get scurvy. Oh, this and that. It does dissuade a lot of people. And so I think you have to put yourself, you know, join a community like Carrie's community or our community, or there's many of them out there that can be quite beneficial to do that.
Quick interruption. Did you know we have an incredible membership site for you called healinghumanity.life? We have a special offer going on right now. Learn more at the link in the description. We have courses. We have expert Q&As with the good doctors. We even have a Healing Humanity Heroes Zoom call once a week, highlighting real heroes that will inspire you on a path to healing. The community is wonderful. All sorts of great stuff to help you on a path to healing. Learn more at the link in the description below.
Do you feel like it's kind of hard because you're so close to the space, but do you feel like carnivore is kind of blowing up right now? Or is it just because we're in the space?
No, it's definitely blowing up. I mean, it's you know, I've had the you know, advantage of been looking at this stuff for almost a decade now, watching it from when I first started talking about it. Literally 99.99999999999% of the world thought I was nuts. And now it's only like 99%. So we have seen, and you know, I mean, as you know, you can't even count the number of success stories. Now it's into the tens and tens of thousands of people. There are probably, I would guess it probably close to 1 million people now have tried carnivore or some version of it. And, you know, people say, well, it's just a fad diet. Okay. Maybe so. We'll see. But again, fad diets usually fade away because they don't have lasting results. And what I see, and probably what you see, is people are getting lasting results with this stuff. And it's really, I mean, it's not like some mild variation of the norm. You know, it's so far removed from what we've been told as traditional advice. Eat lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, keep your fats low, eat a balanced diet. This is obviously completely against that. So it's so different, so unique. But the results are undeniably good. And so this, I think, is what's keeping this thing going and driving. And more, quote unquote, famous people are now doing this and adopting it. You know, I see all these, you know, well-known people starting to do carnivore, right, from professional athletes to celebrities to politicians. And for good reason, because it actually works. And I'm being asked, you know, personally, by a lot of people, you know, that are going to have some influence on this, you know, and I think we're going to see it continue. My hope, at the very least, as a physician, is that more and more physicians will use this as a first line therapeutic option for all these, rather than just sticking everybody on, you know, drugs for the rest of their life, which would be a big win in my view.
Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit
donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support.